Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What do you want as a third helmet, Tom?
The third
I can't think
helmet.
Of anything that would be possible other than... There's definitely been fans who got in on this. The only thing I can think of is a white helmet with a logo. You can't have a brown helmet, can you?
Well, that's not a third helmet, though. That's just... The second helmet if with
has,
a sticker on
if
it.
If it has a logo, it's a third helmet.
Wait, I'm confused. You guys have confused me. I don't understand the intricacies of that. Why wouldn't that be a third helmet?
Because it's just a white helmet.
I'm not confusing you on anything. Well, you want a whole different color if it's a third helmet.
Well, that would
be
a third
helmet. No, it would just be you could
add
a logo to it.
If you lined them up in the locker, there would be the orange helmet, the white helmet, and then that week they would just slap a sticker on the side. That'd be two helmets.
Would numbers on the side count?
Nope.
I think a logo.
Second helmet.
No, like, I think a logo.
They
on
did it
the,
with the orange back when you were only allowed one helmet. Sometimes they'd put stickers on.
I remember. But yeah, what I'm saying is.
I would just say that we have had so many different looks around the NFL the last few years. Like, I'm amazed the Jets are already past 5 years. They're now changing their uniforms kind of back to what they were, right?
Were they past 5 years?
It has to be like 5 years.
They basically did what the Browns did.
Yeah.
They basically did what the Browns did. They changed their uniforms, and there was a lot of people didn't like it, and they went right back to the old one.
I think what we're finding is, with all the changes in uniforms and the variations, and I know people were worried about the Oregonization. That's a word.
That is a word. That's not the word.
Oregonizing. Of the NFL. Like, this is going to tarnish the NFL. This is going to tarnish what this league stands for, conservative nature, and it hasn't impacted anything. We love the game more than we've ever loved it. It doesn't matter what the uniforms are. I actually think it'd be cool for the Browns to trot out a helmet with a logo. I don't think that would ruin Browns fandom. I don't think that would...
I'd rather not.
Well, let me finish.
Not.
I don't think
no,
it
don't
would
to.
Mean that the team needs to change who they are, their identity. I think it would just be cool if one game a year they had a helmet on a logo.
I think everybody,
a logo on a helmet.
Monday through Saturday would be up in arms, and then on Sunday they go, oh, there's our team.
Yeah.
The guys that we cheer for. I don't care
I'm not
what
talking
they're wearing.
About permanence.
Yeah, no. Nope.
I'm not talking about permanence because, you know, as cool as we think our generic or our helmets and, you know, uniforms that are no frills, as cool as we think it is, there's a lot of people that think it's awful around the league. Like, they're like, they don't come up often as best uniforms, best logos, best colors. I think it'd be cool to just have one game a year where you actually have a logo like every other team in the NFL. I don't think that ruins how unique it is to be a Cleveland Browns fan.
Nope. We tried to be creative once.
But that's for a whole season. That was what was terrible about it.
Are you going to let me finish this time, or are you just going to cut me off?
Yeah, we're just talking one game here.
I don't think we're talking at all. I think you're talking at me right now. 216-474-0092. Chuck in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, listen, why don't they have the little brownie elf on the helmets just for the home opener?
I say no.
I'd love it.
Come on,
let's
kid.
Do it. Let's
no.
do it. He's a fuddy duddy.
No.
Not excited about the Cavs. Not excited about the Browns shaking things
go
up.
Go to hell. I'm excited about the Cavs.
What excites Ken these days other than a dead
no
mallard on his front yard?
It wasn't a mallard. A mallard is a male duck. This was the other type of duck.
Oh, you went and checked?
You can tell the mallard duck has a green head.
Turn your head and cough, mallard.
The dog head? The dog's not part of the Browns' history.
Put a duck on the helmet.
Chuck, no one's going to let me make the point here that I've been trying to make for the last 5 minutes. Thank you for the call. As we tried to get creative one time, and these two guys who work for Nike, who've never been
from
to Cleveland,
New York City.
Who are from New York, we captured the essence of Cleveland. And they just assumed us small town rubes would buy whatever they were selling. And they marched out those jerseys, and they were not great. And they just sat there and thought, Cleveland cares about tradition, so we'll leave the helmet basically the same way. We'll make a tweak here and there, and we are just going to throw words and patterns at a jersey, and here you go. And we didn't like it. We've tried to be creative about it before, and every time we try to be overly creative, it doesn't go well. Don't put a logo on the helmet. You know how much I love Brownie the Elf. You know I love that logo. You know I think it's great. I offered to get a tattoo if they – what was it if they went to the Super Bowl? Just if they went
well,
to the Super Bowl.
Well, you started not identifying that as him at some
point. Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm, according to Lima, I'm Brownie the Elf about how positive I am about the Cleveland Browns.
It's a big elf.
However, yes, it was a very big elf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
However, no. Don't put them on the side of the helmet. No. Absolutely not.
I'm looking at the Brownie Elf right now. Now, I realize we've had multiple or various Brownie the Elves.
There's a couple different.
We actually
He's doing
are,
different things. It's always the same elf.
For as much as we say we're radical about certain things, and I understand where you're going with that, we actually are, as a society, pretty conservative about our uniforms. We really are. You remember the futuristic Indians uniforms back in the day? They came out with the futuristic uniforms of the 90s. You don't remember those, Anthony?
With
someone will tweet them at
no
you.
Sleeves?
No, it was not. No, they were futuristic jerseys. And it was a mess. And it like had like Indians in like big letters on the side of the like where
oh,
the chest
yeah.
is. Like right over your heart. And it was weird, man. And they were baggy.
They were hypercolor.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, you remember those
yes.
now. Like you tried that. We constantly complain about the Cavs and their umpteen different jerseys to the point Dan Gilbert put out a tweet with all these different types of jerseys as a gag, and people thought he was serious because we have all those different jerseys. Now just let's not get too crazy with it. You want to put some numbers on it as an alternate helmet? Go ahead and do it. Guys, I love the Brown of the Elf. No.
Well, we're getting Jeff Swoboni on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He has a Brown of the Elf on the brown helmet.
That looks like a black helmet.
That just doesn't work.
That's a black helmet with an orange face mask.
So it would have to be on an orange or white helmet, right? There's no way that would work on a brown helmet.
I mean, I kind of like that.
Oh, you do?
No. Not in an actual game. Glenn in Shaker Heights. Yellow.
Hey, what is our logo? It's
our,
a helmet.
Our
right?
logo is a helmet.
So put a picture of a helmet on the side of a helmet. And that picture of the helmet can also have a picture of a helmet on the side of the helmet.
Now, what do you do after that?
All the way.
And then you take it and you just kick it right off the air.
Owen!
It's inception.
Owen!
You're at the nexus of the universe.
Owen!
It's football.
That does sound like an Onion article. Or for the other side, that sounds like a Babylon Bee article.
Apparently.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Did you notice what our call box did, by the way? Apparently, like three other people had the same idea because they all dropped at the same time.
Like, oh man.
I beat me to it.
I'm seeing the circle crest that they had with Brownie the Elf in the middle of it. I think that could be a logo on this. I get, Ken, you're not gonna be into this at all. But for anybody that would be open to this, I think if you did that circle with Cleveland Browns and the Brownie the Elf in the middle.
Do the script Cleveland on the side.
That's a logo. Cleveland. Like the Giants. Like they've gone from New York.
But do it as we've done with it. I mean, they have how many of those up around town to take pictures?
How would that look, Kenny? Could I interest you?
I don't know. I got a bunch of people trying to correct me on Mallard Ducks here. I'm very distracted again.
Continue. Would you be interested, like
Owen
said,
Dynasty in the morning,
doing what the Giants have done over time? They were using either the word
Giants.
Continue to tell everybody Daniel Jones can play quarterback. What? He's a glorified running back. I'm sorry. I'm paying attention now. I'm sorry. That's my fault. What? You want me to put a CLE in cursive on the side?
I'm wondering what that would look. What about Browns? The Giants had the Giants written on the side of their
No,
helmet.
We don't need Browns on the side of the helmet. Everybody knows what they're called. Giants, you know the history why they put Giants on the side of the helmet? It's because when they moved to Jersey, it was like this big thing, like Ed Koch wasn't going to have a parade for him or anything, so it was like a bleep you to the mayor. They put Giants on the side of the helmet instead of the NY. I mean, Andy grew up a Giants fan. If he wants to correct me on it, maybe I'm a little bit wrong on that or maybe all the way wrong, but I think that that's how it kind of went.
Has CLE become something big enough in this town that that could be a logo?
Do the Browns move to Brook Park and then...
Now we're getting someone.
Yeah. Now there's a little gas in the oven. 216-474-0092. All these people are calling with different Browns helmets. All right, fine. I'll take you guys. And there's a lot of awkward moments on the way to something being normal. J.C. Sheldon going to join us at 920 on The Fan, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.